Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing some time to set a foundation of hope so we can grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang and I am your encourager extraordinaire. Let's talk change. Let's talk purpose. Let's talk your bold focus. Visit me over at www.catherinelang.com/your change. Change is only going to happen when I take the steps to make it happen. I have to continue to invest in growing up my hope so that I can continue to drive the actions I need to take in order to get to where I want to go. I've shared the story about my 10,000 steps and how the mastermind group was teasing me because they were saying, you know, taking that one step and adding a step, how that works in all aspects of our lives. And ironically, that's what they were struggling with in their own life. They could see it in mine and point it out in mine, but they were struggling in their own. It seems that happens to all of us at some point or time. It happens to me when I'm sharing with you and I go, hey, that was for me. And this morning, I was walking my 10,000. I've added another 1,000, so I'm at 11,000 steps. I'm walking my 11,000 purposeful steps. And my husband is driving off to work. He catches me on my final lap and says goodbye. And as he's driving away, I think to myself, he's going to work on purpose. And my husband has always been very dedicated. And whatever he's doing, he gives it his all. He is 100% in and focused on what he's doing. And so when he goes to work, he goes on purpose. He has a focus in mind. And I thought, and I am walking my steps on purpose. So we're both making purposeful choices. But it hit me in that moment that if I did everything in my life with that same kind of purposeful choice, and it goes back to the scripture from Colossians about whatever I'm doing it for the Lord. If I got up every single morning and I faced my day like I was doing it unto the Lord, not for my husband, not for myself, not for my children, but for the Lord, how would that change my journey? How would that change what I do? How would that change my choices? And so this morning I became determined to make sure that everything I did as unto the Lord. I am working for God. It is my job to serve Him. And if I am purposeful with that same intensity that my husband is purposeful towards his job, then I am going to see a difference in everything that I encounter and in everything that I do. It has to be on purpose. Whatever it is, it has to be on purpose if it's going to make a difference in what I'm doing and where I'm going and how I am growing up into all that I'm designed to be. Purposeful choices are what drive me to my unique purpose. I have to not do it by accident, not do it by because of convenience, but I have to purposefully make the choice. If I'm going to get everything done that I need to get done in order to be able to walk my 11,000 steps and do my scripture reading first thing in the morning, then I have to make the purposeful choice to get up on time, which is very early at my house. And then I have to make the purposeful choice at night to go to bed. It is my purposeful choice. It is my purposeful steps. It is my purposeful actions. So if I'm going to drive my action by doing something purposeful, I'm going to make purposeful choices. I'm going to have a purposeful direction. I'm going to have purposeful actions. I'm going to have purposeful yeses, and I'm going to have purposeful noes. Because what I, every single choice I make moves me in a direction. It either moves me closer to where I want to go or it moves me away from where I want to go. And every single choice I make will limit the choices that I can make because I'm going to have to put in resources and put in energy and put in time that cannot be then designated to another area. So my purposeful choices have to be focused on where I'm going and what I'm doing. My doing something purposeful needs to be about what I know I am uniquely designed to do, not what someone else has told me, because a purposeful choice, a purposeful action, a purposeful step is not for someone else. It is not because someone else said I had to. It is not because someone else dictated that that's where I was going. My purposeful steps are designed by my creator and only by my creator. And the only way I'm going to know those steps is if I'm in communication with my creator. So in order to be purposeful, I'm going to have to be focused. In order to be focused, I'm going to have to tune in to the one that created me in the first place for that purpose. And the more I do that, the more I'm going to begin to live out all that I am uniquely designed to be and all that I'm uniquely designed to do. But it is not going to happen by accident. It is going to happen on purpose. Every step I took this morning was purposeful. Every action I have taken since has been on purpose. I know that when I'm doing it on purpose, I don't slip up or stumble or fall over something that I wasn't planning on doing because I'm making purposeful steps. I'm aware, I'm alert, and I'm focused. And that's how I drive the action I need to reach my big dream goals. When I take purposeful action, when I do something on purpose, then I am conscious of the decision. For most of my life, when my house has gotten cleaned, it has been on purpose. I have yet to accidentally clean my house. I mean, maybe somebody out there does accidentally clean their house, but I am not one of those people. When I make dinner, yeah, I have never accidentally made dinner. It is always a purposeful choice to make dinner. When I get something accomplished in my life and for my life, it has never been on accident. I have to take purposeful steps. I have to do things on purpose. I have to do something purposeful if I'm going to reach my destination, if I'm going to achieve my big dream goals. It is not going to happen to me on accident, because surely it would have already happened to me by now if it was going to happen to me by accident. So I'm going to do something on purpose. First, I'm going to make purposeful choices. Just like I chose to take those 10,000 steps, and I'm already feeling a difference and seeing a difference in my body and in my energy level because I made a purposeful choice to take those 10,000 steps. When I make the purposeful choice to sit down at the table and have my meal, I enjoy the food more and I have an opportunity to visit and share with my family. But I have to make the purposeful choice to do these things, or it doesn't happen. I need to have a purposeful direction. When I get up in the morning and I go for my walk and I'm adding steps to it, so I have to have a purposeful direction of where I'm going to go, or I'll just be wandering up and down the driveway with no real idea of how many steps I need to take or how many laps I need to take. But when I have a purposeful direction, I know that I go from point A to point B, and from point B to point C, and from point C to point D, and then up to the stop sign, and then back down, and then I repeat. And then I get there, and I get the steps in that I need to take. When I go to town, and I go to the stop sign at the end of our road, I know that if I want to go to town, I have to take the purposeful direction of the taking a right so that I go to town. Otherwise, I mean, I can get to town going left, but it's going to take a lot longer and it's going to require a lot more resources in order for me to get there that way. A purposeful direction will utilize my resources to their best ability. Purposeful actions are those that I know are going to move me towards where I want to go. Now, things are going to happen and situations are going to come up, just like yesterday I had my plan, I had things figured out, and then we had to register for school. And that changed everything because we had a lot of steps that were required. And I wasn't able to do what I had planned on doing. And so I made a choice, a purposeful choice, to invest in my family instead. But this morning, my purposeful action was to treat my writing just like I would a job as unto the Lord, because that's what it is. And so I've already started moving in that direction. Homeschooling my son is part of my job as unto the Lord. So I have already taken purposeful actions that allow me to get those things done. But they're on purpose, not by accident, not by convenience or anything else. I am I'm taking purposeful action. It is on purpose and it is for a purpose. I'm also going to use purposeful yes. I'm going to say yes when it is moving me in the direction that I want to go. I'm going to say yes to the events and activities that allow me to do my job as unto the Lord. It's not about what I'm going to get out of it. It's about me being that blessing. It's about me making and creating those lasting connections with people and then being focused on being relentlessly helpful for those people. And in doing so, I'm saying purposeful yes. It's a yes for me to be able to do those things. On the flip side of my purposeful yes is going to be a purposeful no. I am going to say no when it is not moving me in the direction of my purpose. I'm going to say no when I reach a particular limit. This morning I was thinking about, I have made commitments to 3 different groups. And for me, that's a really, 3 is a good number. So I'm going to say no to any more groups now until I am completed my task with any of those 3. So no more than 3 groups at a time. But that's my purposeful no. I'm going to keep my no's keeping me in line and keeping me available to do what I know I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm going to use a purposeful no to create a pathway for a purposeful yes. Everything that I am doing and moving towards is about reaching my unique design. And so I'm going to have to make the choices and take the direction and take the actions and say yes and say no on purpose. It has to be on purpose. I will not accidentally reach my desired destination. I can only get there when I make the purposeful steps that are going to move me forward and get me closer to where I know I'm supposed to be. I can reach my big dream goals, but I am going to have to do it on purpose. I'm going to have to do something on purpose and for a purpose. The more hope that I invest for and into for my life, the stronger I'm going to be to take that step, to make that purposeful step. I was talking recently with a friend, and the power that comes from hope, the strength that comes from hope. And it doesn't even have to be a lot of hope, just a little hope. And what's amazing is the hope is there right now for each and every one of us to grasp. The hope is just waiting for us to tap into. The hope is, I have a saying on my computer. It says, if we can give hope the throne again, then everything else will begin to fall into line. Hope is not about wishful thinking. Hope is a very powerful, action-oriented word about knowing the outcome is a reality. Knowing what is going to happen is going to happen. And not having a doubt or not allowing the doubts to dictate the direction. Hope is the essence of the light that says darkness is no more. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It just has to be enough that it exists. And hope exists. So I need to be invested in growing my hope so that I can be in a position to walk out my purpose and to walk it out on purpose. Colossians 3:23-24 reads like this, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men." When I was walking this morning, I was thinking, you know, I know I can tell a difference in how I'm moving. I can tell a difference in how my clothes are fitting. I can tell a difference in how I'm resting. And because I'm can tell a difference, I was thinking about my husband and how I know that he appreciates that I'm making this investment in my life. But I can't do it for him. And then it dawned on me that I can't even do it for myself. If I'm doing stuff for myself, then I'm doing it for the wrong reason. When I do it as for the Lord, when I do it as unto the Lord, when God is the focus, it changes everything. It changes how I view what I'm doing. It changes what I'm doing. When I am determined to do it as for the Lord, then I position myself to be more than I can imagine and to be more than just self. If I got up and I walked just for me every morning, eventually I would talk myself out of it. Probably every single day I would talk myself out of it because I promise you, even on that first lap, I'm already trying to talk myself out of taking that second lap. And even after I finish the second lap, I'm still trying to talk myself out of the third one. And even after the third one, I'm like, oh, you don't really have to do that fourth one. And if it was just for me, then I would be able to talk myself out of it. But I'm not doing it just for me anymore. I quit doing just for me. And I am focused on doing what I am uniquely designed to do. So I'm walking not because I want to lose weight or I want to wear fancy clothes. I'm doing it because I know that God designed my body to be a instrument. And if the instrument is not finely tuned to its unique place, then it can't be part of the symphony. So I have to get my body finely tuned. And that doesn't mean that I have to be a personal fitness trainer. It just means that I have to get to a condition of my body being what it is designed to be. No matter how hard I try, I'm never going to be a 6-foot model. No matter how hard I try, I'm never going to be thin, a waif. I'm never going to be one of those. I'm not designed that way. And that's okay. But I still have to do what I do for God in order to have my body in the condition that it is supposed to be for me. Not for you. Not for my husband. Not for my kids. But for me. My unique design. And again, it's not for my benefit, but for the glory of God. I can't do what He needs me to do if I'm not positioned to do it. And I can't get in a position to do what He needs me to do or what He calls me to do or what He directs me to do unless I am making the purposeful choices that are driving me in that direction, unless I'm making the purposeful choices to do it as unto the Lord, to do it for God, because God has to be my focus. It has to be about doing something purposeful for God. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be determined to be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.